The house on South Buchanan Street had been a familiar sight in Danville's Rabbit Town neighborhood for decades. But a city employee operating a Caterpillar excavator knocked it down in a matter of minutes. Timothy Dixon came out to watch the final moments of a house where he had spent a lot of time growing up.
Just to see it go, I'm not no emotional person, you know, but it'd been nice if we could have still had it here.
The house once belonged to Dixon's grandparents. He remembers visiting his grandmother there often until her passing and living there for a time himself. Dixon says his sister owned the house in 2017 when an electrical fire reduced it to a shell.
It's just something that's been in the family for decades, half a century, as a matter of fact.
The city of Danville acquired this house in a delinquent tax sale, just as it acquired most of the more than 350 buildings it's torn down since 2016. All of the buildings were considered too damaged to save. And for Mayor Ricky Williams Jr., their demolition has been a necessary step towards Danville's future growth.
We have a great excess of housing in our community, a lot of which has become abandoned and dilapidated.
Williams says getting rid of blighted buildings frees land up for redevelopment and eliminates buildings that could collapse or attract crime. One example dates back to 2015 when Scott Eisenhower was mayor of Danville and Williams served on the city council. He says squatters were congregating at vacant commercial buildings on West Main Street downtown, next door to the David Palmer Arena.
So people were getting propositioned and solicited as they came out of meetings. Several years ago, we worked with Mayor Eisenhower to purchase all those properties and get them demolished. And now we have a beautiful green space that welcomes people to town instead of what looks like blighted drug properties.
Danville's demolition program is not unique, not even for central Illinois, where Decatur and Peoria also have building demolition programs. But could any of the buildings Danville has torn down in the last 5 years have been saved? That question is raised by newly elected Alderwoman Tricia Teague. She agrees that once they're beyond reasonable repair, the buildings have to go.
But I also believe that some houses have gone into disrepair because of the poverty in the community and because people have not maybe been aware of the assistance that might be available to them.
Teague says future blight could be prevented if more Danville homeowners knew about home repair and weatherization programs offered by the city and by the local Community Action Agency, where she's a board member. Meanwhile, the city of Danville's demolition program continues, with 46 buildings on the teardown list for this year. And Timothy Dixon, while mourning the loss of his late grandmother's house, says he hopes the city will get around to tearing down an empty house next to his own.
Because the property value will go up and it just don't look good next to my house or anybody else's neighborhood house. So I think they're doing a good job trying to clean up Danville a little bit, trying not to make it look so ghost townish.
Tearing down buildings costs money. Danville spends an average of $12,500 to demolish a house and take environmental safeguards while doing so. But Mayor Williams says he thinks Danville could see new growth in just a few years, thanks in part to the demolition program. For now, he says there are still hundreds of blighted buildings in the city that need to go. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.